O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. The sacred day has dawned in light, desired by all with fervent prayer, when Christ our God ascends on high, the glorious hope of all the world. Triumphant in the mighty duel that crushed the tyrant of this world, he brings before the Father's sight the glory of his risen flesh. Born high upon a cloud of light, he gives to all believers hope as he reopens paradise, which our first parents closed by sin. O joy profound, immense for all, that from our Virgin came the child who bore derision, scourge, and cross, and now ascends the Father's throne. So let us all give thanks to Christ, our Savior and our strong defense, since he has borne our flesh aloft to highest heaven's royal court. May he remain the single joy for us and those who dwell on high. To them he gives himself in full. From us he never shall depart. O Christ, now scaling starry heights, raise up our hearts to you on high. Send forth to us from heaven above the Father's Spirit and your own. Amen. You have filled me with gladness, Lord. I will sing for joy at the works of your hands. Alleluia. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night. On the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp, your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works, how deep are your designs. The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered. To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree, and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. Still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green. To proclaim that the Lord is just, in him my rock there is no wrong. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You have filled me with gladness, Lord. I will sing for joy at the works of your hands. Alleluia. It is I who bring death and I who give life. I inflict injury and I bring healing. Alleluia. Give ear, O heavens, while I speak. Let the earth hearken to the words of my mouth. May my instruction soak in like the rain, and my discourse permeate like the dew, like a downpour upon the grass, like a shower upon the crops. For I will sing the Lord's renown. O proclaim the greatness of our God. The rock, how faultless are his deeds, how right all his ways. O faithful God, without deceit, how just and upright he is. Yet basely has he been treated by his degenerate children, a perverse and crooked race. Is the Lord to be thus repaid by you, O stupid and foolish people? Is he not your Father who created you? Has he not made you and established you? Think back on the days of old. Reflect on years of age upon age. Ask your Father and he will inform you. Ask your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High assigned the nations your heritage, when he parceled out the descendants of Adam, he set up the boundaries of the peoples after the number of the sons of God. While the Lord's own portion was Jacob, his hereditary share was Israel. He found them in a wilderness, a wasteland of howling desert. He shielded them and cared for them, guarding them as the apple of his eye. As an eagle incites its nestlings forth by hovering over its brood, so he spread his wings to receive them and bore them upon his pinions. The Lord alone was their leader. No strange God was with him. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. It is I who bring death and I who give life. I inflict injury and I bring healing. Alleluia. You have crowned your anointed one with glory and honor. Alleluia. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes, you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man that you care for him? Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hands, put all things under his feet, all of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You have crowned your anointed one with glory and honor. Alleluia. None of us lives as his own master, and none of us dies as his own master. While we live, we are responsible to the Lord. And when we die as his servants. Both in life and in death, we are the Lord's. That is why Christ died and came to life again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us. Alleluia, alleluia. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. I promise the Father will give you anything you ask for in my name. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation, by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I promise that the Father will give you anything you ask for in my name. Alleluia. Let us praise the Lord Jesus, anointed by the Holy Spirit, and pray. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Make intercession for us. Christ our Lord, look with favor on all who are called by your name, and gather them in unity by the power of the Holy Spirit. Give light to those who suffer for your sake, that they may know what to say when faced with their persecutors. You are the true vine, may all acknowledge you, and become your branches bearing fruit in the Spirit. King of all the world, you ascended to heaven in triumph. Rule over all peoples. May those who in baptism were made one with you in rising again pass with you from death to life.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, whose Son, at his ascension to the heavens, was pleased to promise the Holy Spirit to the apostles, grant, we pray, that as they received manifold gifts of heavenly teaching, so on us too you may bestow spiritual gifts. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen.